Oakland is the first West Coast city to formally recognize polyamorous families, and Berkeley could soon follow. Advocates see the move as a significant step to reduce stigma. KQED health correspondent Leslie McClurg has more on the new legislation protecting people from discrimination.
John Owens is moving for the fifth time in less than a decade. The 37-year-old artist and writer is packing up a duplex near the 580 freeway in Oakland. He reaches for a box in the corner and then pulls his hair back into a bun.
One of the reasons that I'm leaving the place in Oakland that I currently am is that the landlords are pretty judgy.
Judgy because Owens is in three romantic partnerships.
I decided several years ago that I was going to be fully open and out about being polyamorous with everyone and in every context.
After Owen shared that with his current landlords, he said their ensuing interactions felt tense and awkward. Within months, the landlords threatened an owner-occupied eviction. Owen said they ended up backpedaling on that, but they did raise his rent 10%.
It makes living somewhere not feel safe.
A few years ago, he was interviewing for a different apartment in Oakland, where the landlord, an older woman, lived on site. When Owen shared that he was polyamorous, he said the conversation ended abruptly, and she
said that I don't rent to sluts, and that type of discrimination is just pretty common. It's hard to even think about all the different times different people that I've encountered in professional or medical or housing institutional settings have made it pretty clear that they're not okay with the way I live my life.
Owens has pushed for a new law protecting polyamorous families in Oakland. Recently, the city council unanimously voted it in.
Thank you. The motion passes with 8 ayes.
Advocates gathered to celebrate after the vote.
We have civil rights.
Protections will prevent discrimination based on family and relationship structure in housing, businesses, and civil services.
This is a really exciting moment for the non-monogamy movement.
Brett Chamberlain runs the Organization for Polyamory and Ethical Non-Monogamy, an advocacy group.
Because it helps validate and protect families and relationships that for a long time have existed in the shadows or at the margins of societies.
Berkeley will vote on the same legislation May 7th. This follows similar protections passed in two Massachusetts cities. Chamberlain hopes these protections balloon to state and eventually federal protections.
I do really think that the non-monogamous community has something really important to offer this world.
Because the community values connection, community, and cooperation. Research shows that more than 20% of single adults in the U.S. have participated in some type of non-monogamy. And a recent poll found that approximately a third of U.S. adults said that their ideal relationship is non-monogamous to some degree. But some religious groups openly criticize polyamory. Greg Burt is with the California Family Council, a Christian faith-based organization.
Our primary opposition is government normalizing, incentivizing, and promoting non-traditional family arrangements that actually hurt children.
He says kids thrive when they are raised by their biological mother and father. But John Owens, the Oakland resident, said the traditional model didn't work for him. He had a daughter in his early 20s.
It was hard. I can't imagine trying to parent in a two-parent or one-parent household ever again. There's no way. My dream scenario is some big polyamorous collective.
Owens just got the keys for a new house filled with other polyamorous folks.
I'm so excited.
He met up with some of them for a concert.
Hi.
Hi.
He hugs a close friend and kisses one of his partners. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
And I'm Vanessa Rancagno. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.